Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Scotiabank, also known by its ticker, BNS. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into one of Canada's big banking players, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Scotiabank with insights pulled straight from the latest data and earnings calls. Let's dive into what makes this financial giant tick, where it's stumbling, and what could shape its future for investors like you who are in it for the long haul. First, let's set the stage with a quick overview for those who might not be as familiar with Scotiabank. This isn't just another bank. It's one of the largest in Canada, with a massive presence in international markets, especially in Latin America and the Caribbean. Operating in the banking and financial services sector, Scotiabank has a sprawling footprint, employing thousands and serving millions of customers through retail banking, wealth management, and corporate services. Its market cap reflects its heavyweight status, and it's a staple for dividend-focused investors. Now let's talk about what's been happening lately with this institution. Looking at recent news and performance, Scotiabank has had a mixed bag. Over the past year, its stock performance has lagged behind some peers in the sector, with shorter-term metrics like the one-month and three-month returns showing underwhelming gains compared to the broader industry. However, the long-term picture over 5 years still shows resilience, aligning somewhat with sector trends. On the news front, there's buzz around their strategic moves to streamline operations and focus on high-growth markets, but there's also scrutiny over how they're managing risks in a choppy economic environment. And speaking of that, their latest Q1 2025 earnings call gave us a lot to chew on. Adjusted earnings came in strong at $2.2 billion, but there are headwinds they're navigating, which we'll unpack as we go. All right, let's get into the meat of this analysis with the SWOT framework. I'll walk you through each piece, sprinkle in some key metrics, and tie it all back to what matters for your portfolio over the long term. Strengths. Solid financial foundation. Scotiabank's balance sheet is a rock in many ways. Looking at their income statements, revenue and net income have held steady over recent years, even in tough economic conditions. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industry, showing they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a decent chunk of it. Dividend reliability. For you dividend hunters out there, Scotiabank's yield is a standout. Their latest dividend yield is attractive compared to sector averages, and their history of consistent payouts, evident from cash flow statements showing regular dividend distributions, makes them a go-to for income-focused investors. Geographic diversification. One of their big wins is their international exposure. Revenue breakdowns by region highlight significant contributions from Latin America and the Caribbean alongside their Canadian core. This spread helps buffer them against downturns in any single market, a point they emphasized in their recent earnings call as a key to their resilience. Strong capital position. From the Q1 2025 earnings call, management underscored their focus on capital discipline. Metrics like their current ratio and quick ratio suggest good liquidity, meaning they're well-positioned to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Weaknesses. Underperforming stock metrics. Let's not sugarcoat it. Scotiabank's recent performance numbers aren't lighting up the charts. Compared to industry averages over the past 6 months and 1 year, their returns are lagging. For investors looking at momentum, this could be a red flag, even if you're playing the long game. Debt levels raising eyebrows. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side when you peek at the balance sheet. While not catastrophic, it's something to watch, especially if interest rates keep climbing or if economic conditions tighten further. High leverage can limit flexibility for growth initiatives. Operational challenges. The earnings call summary hinted at struggles with cost management and efficiency. Adjusted earnings are solid, but they're wrestling with rising expenses in certain segments, which could eat into margins if not addressed. This isn't a deal breaker, but it's a crack in the armor. ROE and ROI concerns. Their return on equity and return on invested capital are decent, but not spectacular compared to top-tier peers in the sector. This suggests they might not be squeezing maximum value out of their capital, which could frustrate investors looking for efficient growth. Opportunities: growth in emerging markets. Scotiabank's heavy focus on Latin America, as seen in their geographic revenue segments, positions them to capitalize on faster-growing economies. Management's commentary in the Q1 call about strategic investments in these regions signals they're doubling down on this potential goldmine. Digital transformation push. There's chatter in recent updates about ramping up tech investments. While specific CapEx figures for digital aren't broken out, their emphasis on innovation in the earnings call suggests they're aiming to compete with fintech disruptors. If they execute well, this could drive customer retention and operational savings long-term. Valuation upside. Let's talk numbers. Scotiabank's forward PE ratio is sitting at a reasonable level compared to historical averages and industry benchmarks. The spread between the high and low forward estimates also hints at potential undervaluation if they hit analyst expectations. For value investors, this could be a sweet spot to build a position. Economic recovery plays. If global economic headwinds ease up, banks like Scotiabank often see a boost from increased lending and consumer spending. Their strong liquidity and cash reserves, as shown in the balance sheet, mean they're ready to pounce on such opportunities. Threats: macroeconomic headwinds. The Q1 2025 earnings call didn't shy away from this. Rising interest rates and inflation are squeezing borrowers, which could lead to higher loan defaults. For a bank with Scotiabank's exposure, this is a real risk to watch, especially in volatile international markets. Competitive pressure. The banking sector is a shark tank right now. With fintechs and other big banks innovating fast, Scotiabank risks losing market share if their digital rollout lags. Industry performance metrics show some competitors pulling ahead in shorter-term gains, which could signal tougher days ahead. Regulatory risks. Banks are always under the regulatory microscope, and Scotiabank is no exception. Any tightening of rules, especially in their international markets, could hike compliance costs or limit expansion plans. This wasn't directly mentioned in recent data, but it's a persistent shadow over the sector. Market sentiment and volatility. With beta indicating Scotiabank moves with market trends, any broader sell-off or negative sentiment in financials could drag them down, even if their fundamentals hold up. Short-term traders might amplify this volatility, which could test your patience as a long-term holder. All right, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Scotiabank is a bit of a mixed bag right now. On one hand, their financial stability, dividend appeal, and international footprint make them a solid contender for a conservative portfolio. On the other, their stock's lackluster performance and some operational hiccups mean they're not the shiny growth story you might chase for quick gains. For me, the real intrigue lies in their emerging market strategy. Those regions could be the engine that powers future growth if they navigate the risks well. But keep an eye on that debt load and how they manage costs. Those could be silent killers if ignored. Looking at the long-term outlook, Scotiabank seems like a steady hold for income investors, especially with that dividend yield and reasonable valuation metrics. There's potential for upside if they capitalize on digital trends and economic recovery, but the macroeconomic clouds and competitive landscape mean it's not a slam dunk. I'd say it's worth considering as part of a diversified portfolio, but don't expect fireworks in the near term. Think of it as a slow and steady play. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. What do you think about Scotiabank's future? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.